The Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank is offering free programs for adults and seniors in Cambridge to help them thrive, stay active and maintain a healthy lifestyle. From free yoga sessions to helping individuals get the most out of their food, Chaitali Mebate, known as Chai, is the health promoter at the Cambridge Food Bank and is on a mission to help people get active and eat healthier. "If you can breathe, you can do yoga, simple movements to help stay active," said Chai. "We have exercises for low mobility so anyone can participate." Chai started offering cooking and yoga classes through the food bank, but during the pandemic they were all moved online. Now, coming out of the pandemic, Chai had an astounding amount of people request the classes continue through Zoom. This would allow elderly and low mobility individuals to still participate in her classes. The food bank provides hampers of food to the community and those who are struggling with food security. Cooking with Chai is a class that deals with maximizing the potential of each hamper and teaching simple healthy recipes. "A lot of the things in these hampers are dry beans, lentils, and they don't know how to cook them," said Chai. "We teach them many different methods to soak them and incorporate them in interesting ways. Some of these recipes include black bean brownies, Korean pancakes, Indian doses, and rice and bean bowls. These foods are packed full of nutrients and protein and are incredibly easy to make, even with limited kitchen supplies. An aspect of the cooking program includes receiving feedback from the community on what recipes work and what could be improved. We are looking at serving the community and giving them what they want with the tools they have," said program coordinator Amanda Tkazik. Chai recently started teaching people how to make muffins and cakes in a mug that use all natural and healthy ingredients. All of these recipes can be made with just a cup and a microwave. "It's important that we recognize that some people may not have kitchens or access to other spaces where they can make certain food," added Chai. "We want them to be able to maximize the potential of what they can get out of that food hamper and stretch it out over the week or month. Anyone interested in participating in these classes do not have to be a client of the food bank and can use food they buy from the store. More information on how to sign up can be found on the food bank's website, or Chai can be contacted directly at 519-572-9359 or cmebate@cambridgefoodbank.org.